You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, while the midterm budget policy statement may not have delivered on expectations and might have left us feeling somewhat disappointed, we're still going to nevertheless try to get as many reactions for that speech that was tabled this afternoon or delivered this afternoon by the finance minister. I'm joined in studio by the director and head of tax advisory services at SNG Grant Thornton, Khanyisa Qingongandu. She's going to be joining me throughout the show to react to just what's been happening throughout the day and share some of her thoughts and expectations. But before we get to that, before she joins me and shares her thoughts, we had our editor at MoneyWeb, Rake Fanika, catch up with the Minister of Finance himself, Enoch Godongwana, earlier this afternoon around that midterm budget policy statement. And I think that's a good starting point for our conversation to just get a sense of what the minister thought of what the minister had to say.
On the line is Enoch Godongwana. He is the Minister of Finance. Enoch, thank you so much for your time tonight. You spent a lot of time in your speech focusing on initiatives to grow the economy. You highlighted four pillars, but yet in the documentation and the forecasts, it seems as if economic growth will remain pedestrian over the next few years, between 1% and 2%. And of course, we need a lot more aggressive growth to address the social issues we have in the country.
But we also say, if these reforms we're announcing become effective, we expect an additional 2% growth over and above. That's why we're pushing these structural reforms and the investment in infrastructure. We think all of that will add to this, what you call pedestrian growth.
You spend a lot of time on structural reforms. You focused on infrastructure again, increasing the efficiencies of the state, especially at local government level. Are there any low-hanging fruits you think could, you know, result in that accelerated growth you just referred to?
Well, on the infrastructure side, let me first raise the principle which you were making, that we're beginning to shift expenditure from consumption to capital investment. And that's a broad approach we are taking. Immediately, there are projects we are talking about on water, on roads, and in general, and through the budget facility for infrastructure, a lot of projects we are announcing there, which we think if they take us from the private sector, they will stimulate growth.
The focus is on new infrastructure projects. I think that is pretty clear, and the country and the economy desperately need it. But we also have a big problem with the maintenance of existing infrastructure. Is that a priority?
It is also one of the priorities. We make to reference to that this transformation we are doing in the infrastructure space is to make sure that there's proper preparation, proper planning, proper execution. Part of proper planning is to make sure that there's proper planning even for maintenance, which at the moment is very weak.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an issue, especially in Johannesburg, where, you know, not the big infrastructure projects we need. It's just maintaining and improving what we have. I think that will make a big difference. Just a few other issues. The National Health Insurance, NHI, I only saw one referral to the NHI in the budget document. And no allocation was made specifically for this initiative, and that, you know, is over the medium-term period, 3 years. Why wasn't there a specific allocation made for the NHI?
You will recall that we currently have an NHI grant which is focusing on certain pilot projects the Department of Health is working on. That allocation stands is over the medium term. But in addition to that, in February, we listed a couple of issues we need to focus on in order to roll out the infrastructure. That stands. So we have not made any new announcement because we're not making any additional issue in terms of the strategy for NHI.
The budget suggests we'll see a significant primary budget surplus over the next few years, and that is absolutely fantastic news. And that means that the government expenditure is less than the revenue, the tax collection from SARS. But still, when you look at the net number, there's still a significant interest payment. 1 rand out of every 5 rand SARS collects is used to pay interest. And unfortunately, the fiscal performance of South Africa is not turning around as quickly as even you have expected or forecasted a year or two ago. What is your perception now of our fiscal position? How far or how much room do we still have to be able to proactively reduce the negative impact it will have?
Okay, let me start with debt service costs. Debt service costs are a function of the total stock of debt. As we have indicated now, this total stock of debt is rising to 6 trillion rand, which is 75% of GDP. That is high. But what makes it difficult is growth. Now, for as long as we've got our growth levels are very low for over a decade, and that is making it difficult to deal with the fiscal position effectively until we deal with the growth challenge effectively. That's why in the budget we are beginning to say we have got to shift the focus on growth areas, including structural reforms, making the state efficient, the state capacity, investing more in capital investment. All of those things are shifting towards the growth story.
Then I'm sure you're not happy that SARS will not collect its target or meet its target for revenue collection. It will be around 31 billion rand short over the next 2 years. How unhappy are you, and will it lead to higher taxes next year?
Unfortunately, I don't talk about taxes in October. I only talk about taxes on one day in a year. That is when I table the budget. So I can't answer the tax issue. However, I can record that revenue shortfall is quite a disappointment. It's going to have serious implications for the budget.
Yeah, serious implications indeed. But is there any way to mitigate that in some way? Will it lead to maybe expenditure cuts in some departments?
I mean, we're already mitigating that through moderating expenditure. I mean, we are sticking to the baseline. Any revenue increase, we're not funding new projects.
That was the voice of the Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, chatting to our editor at MoneyWeb, Rake Vanikak, a little earlier on today around the midterm budget policy statement that was delivered this afternoon. As I said earlier, I'm joined in studio by the Director and Head of Tax Advisory Services at SNG Grant Thornton, Kanyisa Ngcingo Ngandu, to just share her thoughts and reflections around some of the conversations that have been taking place throughout the day. Good evening, Kanyisa. Thanks so much for coming through. Thanks for joining me in studio. Your initial thoughts on the budget and perhaps on what the minister touched on here around the fact that we could have serious implications come budget 2025.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. So I think, I hope by serious implications, the minister meant that looking at revising the overall expenditure, not necessarily looking at introducing new additional taxes. Mm. My initial reaction from the budget, I think it was what I've expected. It's the same as what it has been throughout the years, and he is right. Usually during this time, he does not necessarily talk new tax proposals. What, from a tax policy perspective, this time around, he has tabled what was proposed last year. And some of the new measures that the government put forward, which were intended to generate additional revenue, like the introduction of the minimum global tax. So next year, then, if the bill is passed, then next year we should see that being implemented, potentially additional revenues, but certainly not enough to cover for the shortfall.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back to that shortfall, yeah, because that is a serious concern, and we even had to speak to the South African Revenue Services about that potential shortfall and what its implications are. But for right now, I want to get the thoughts of the chief economist at Citadel Investment Services, Martin Ackerman. He joins us now on the line to share some of his budget reflections. Good evening, Mr. Ackerman. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very kind of muted budget, some would say. What are your initial thoughts and reflections on the budget?
Yes, I think a little bit of cold water after all the optimism earlier this year when the Government of National Unity was announced. But also maybe the right move not to take that optimism right into the budget, because that will give us a false picture. So I think the minister was very prudent to actually say, well, the reality is that we can be very positive on developments we've seen so far. If you just think about where the rand is versus where it was before the election. But on the ground, that's not what we're seeing in the real economy. So, you know, adjusting the current growth numbers even lower and not seeing very much higher growth for the next 3 years, is a sad picture, but you know that is the reality. So I think from a prudent, honest, transparent budget, that's what we've got. And I think everybody, including the government of national unity, realize that it's still a lot of hard work ahead of us to actually turn the economy around, and it's not just having a new government that's going to achieve that.
Martin, how do we turn the economy around?
I think, he did address a lot of the growth initiatives where we can actually get growth going, addressing some of the plans in terms of tackling the structural issues. Bottom line, the economy at this point in time, we keep a lid on the economy given some of these issues. We know them, they're well debated. We're making some progress with Eskom, but there's many others. You can add to the list now the ports, Transnet, the water issue that's building as we speak. And we've, from experience with Eskom, we realize that, you don't turn these things around overnight. So if you take the right policy and implement it today, you're probably only going to see those results a couple of years down the line. But that is really what we need to do. We need to remove the hurdles that's keeping us from growing and focus on those that can actually make South Africa in an export market more competitive.
Martin, when we look at our historical performance as a country, whether it's midterm, whether it's main budget, just the overall performance, a lot has been said around the ability of South Africa to develop policy is sound, it's good, but where we fall short seems to be implementation. How do we get that right? Understanding that there's a new seventh administration, there's a new potential for collaboration. I mean, the minister did stress public and private collaborations and privatization of certain things or private collaborators in certain projects. How do we get implementation right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, if you look at our policy, then 95% of that's rock solid from an economic fundamental point of view. Over the last couple of years, it is the lack of implementation. Our president and the Minister of Finance earlier this year said, part of the issue is that things don't happen efficiently on, call it, municipal level. So it's one thing for them to table the budget, make sure that there's enough funding and have the policy plans. But when it gets down to sub-department levels and then onto the municipality levels, that's where things really don't get implemented. Now, again, how do we get that right? I think that is where part of the positive sentiment will probably still continue to say, well, hopefully this new government of national unity with some other parties in the mix and just people cross-checking each other can actually assist in taking more responsibility for that implementation. Because in the end, it is about accountability to actually implement that and make sure that we get the results that they are predicting in the budget.
It's about accountability, it's about getting the right things done, and about moving the ship forward. We'll leave it at that, Martin. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel Investment Services, sharing his thoughts on the midterm budget policy statement that was tabled earlier today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.